Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Today is E-Report, and this lesson is called Mexican Food. Mexican Food. Peter, do you like to eat Mexican food?
I love Mexican food. I used to eat it all the time when I grew up. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Like I said before, today is E-Report Day, so Rebecca will be telling us about something delicious, Mexican food.
Many times, we name food after the country it came from. Mexican food comes from Mexico.
So Italian food comes from Italy. And Peter, where does Chinese food come from?
Katie, I think most of our friends know the answer to that question. Chinese food comes from China.
Good job, everyone. But today is about Mexican food, my favorite kind of food. I think it's delicious.
Have you ever tried this food before, friends? It's very popular in many places around the world. We eat it a lot in America.
Yes, we do. Well, everyone, I hope you're ready to talk about this food today. Let's start our lesson by learning our keywords with Christina.
今天的主题是墨西哥菜。墨西哥菜里常常会放很多的 cheese。cheese 就是乳酪，有人会称它起司。Do you want cheese in your sandwich? 墨西哥玉米饼是 taco。它的饼皮有软的和脆的两种，形容词脆的就是 crisp, the taco has a crisp shell. 做饼皮的时候一定要用面粉 flour, you need flour to make cookies. 首先要把面粉和奶油混在一起，动词混合就是 mix, mix flour and butter together.要把面团擀成圆形之前，要在擀面的板子上先撒些面粉。像擀面板或者是切菜板的砧板就叫做 board。Put some flour on the board。把面团擀成的圆形面皮就是 circle。时钟也是圆形的。The clock is a circle.
Hello, friends. My name is Rebecca. Welcome to E-Report.Today, I'm eating at one of my favorite restaurants. What am I eating? Mexican food. Mexican food. Right now, I'm eating chips and salsa. And there are three different types of salsas here on the table. All the food here is so delicious. Oh, did you want to order something? Here, take a look at the menu. It's my treat.
There are many different kinds of Mexican food. One of the most famous Mexican foods is tacos. Tacos are meat, vegetables, and cheese in a soft or crisp tortilla shell. But there are other popular Mexican dishes too. Another popular dish is a quesadilla. It is cheese grilled in a tortilla. A tortilla is a thin,round piece of bread. You can have vegetables and meat in a quesadilla too. What else can you order at a Mexican restaurant? How about a burrito? Burritos are meat, rice, and vegetables rolled in a tortilla. Or, if you want something more DIY, you can order a fajita plate. The fajita plate has meat, onions, peppers, and tortillas on it.You can put it all together and then eat it.
Remember, Mexican food is named that because many kinds of this food come from Mexico. Do you know where this country is? Let's look at a map.
There's Mexico, right below the United States. And see, this is Katie's home right there.
Well, Texas sits right above Mexico. That's why I eat so much Mexican food when I'm at home. Oh, I love it so much.
Well then, Katie, I think you can tell us about some famous Mexican food then.
Probably I can. One of my favorite kinds of Mexican food is a taco, and that's one of the things that we learn about in this e-report.
Have you ever eaten a taco before? Like you saw in the e-report, a taco is meat, vegetables, and cheese in a soft or crispy tortilla.
That is a good word to talk about. Tortilla. Did you see how it's spelled? Maybe you think I should say tortilla, but that would be wrong.
Right. Tortilla is a Spanish word. So when you see the two L's together, it makes a different sound. Tortilla. But we use it in English. Can you think of another word like that?
Well, this part of the article also teaches us about quesadillas. That's another Spanish word with two L's together. And now you know how to say tortilla and quesadilla.
Thanks, Katie. But this is a show about learning English, not Spanish. We can talk about some other of the key words.
Yeah. One of the key words that we learned today is crisp. If something is crisp, it's hard and you can break it easily. We usually use this word to talk about food, like food that has been cooked already.
Right. When a food is crisp, then it's probably ready for you to eat. A crisp tortilla is hard and crunchy, so you can use that to make a taco.
E-Report talks about both tacos and quesadillas. They both have meat, vegetables, and cheese, and they both use tortillas. How are they different?
Good question, Katie. Tortillas in tacos and quesadillas are different. When you eat a taco, the tortilla is usually folded in half.
And with a quesadilla, the tortilla is flat. You put the meat, vegetables, and cheese on one tortilla, then you put another tortilla on top, and you cook it together. Delicious.
Katie, I need some food. Katie, let's go. It's my treat.
Great! Before we go, though, let's learn about the phrase that Peter just used with Christina.
主持人带大家到墨西哥餐厅去，还叫大家看看菜单，然后说 "It's my treat." 名词 treat 是请客的意思，所以 "It's my treat" 就表示我请客。更简单一点的话，你只要说 "My treat" 就可以了。除了 "It's my treat," "My treat" 之外 ，treat 也可以当动词用，意思一样。你可以说 "I'll treat you," 或是 "Let me treat you." 这都是表示要请客的说法。另外，你也可以说 "It's on me," 表示账单我来付，也是要请客的说法。Tortillas
are a very important part of most Mexican dishes. Tortillas are a very thin piece of bread made of either corn or wheat flour. Burritos, fajitas, tacos, and enchiladas all use tortillas. How are tortillas made? That's a very good question, and my friend Eddie is going to help answer this question.
Hello, everybody.
Eddie is the owner of the restaurant here. Thanks so much for having us.
No problem. Thanks for coming.
So, Eddie, I hear that tortillas are a very important part of most Mexican dishes. Is this correct?
They certainly are. They're actually the staple for most popular Mexican dishes.
And I also hear that you make your own tortillas at the restaurant.
We certainly do. We make them from scratch and on the spot from recipes that I learned from my family when I was a child. And this is something I wanted to bring to the people of Taiwan.
That's wonderful. So can you show us how to make tortillas?
Certainly can. Let's go.
That's great.
To make tortillas, you need flour, baking powder, shortening, salt, and warm water. First, you mix the flour and baking powder in a bowl. Next, add the shortening into the flour and mix it with your hands. Now you want to add some water. But first, you want to put some salt into the warm water. Then you can pour water into the flour a little at a time until you have a soft dough. After that, the dough needs to rest. Make it into a ball, put it in a bowl and cover it for 20 minutes.
I love tortillas. They are delicious, especially when they are fresh and warm from the oven.
And you can learn how to make your own tortillas at home, too. Let's talk about that now.
What do you need to make tortillas? You need flour, baking powder, butter, salt, and warm water. That's a lot.
We'll learn about that in a minute. I have a different question. What do you need to learn about English phrases? You need teachers like Peter, me, and Christina.
我们谈到了制作 tortillas 的方式。一开始先介绍材料。To make tortillas, you need flour, baking powder, shortening, salt, and warm water. 这个句子其实基本上它的句型就是 to make something you need.句首的不定词片语 to make something 表达的意思是为了要做某样东西，它是一个用来表达目的的片语。比如你可以说 to get up early, you need to go to bed before 10. 要早起的话，你需要十点之前上床睡觉，或者 to pass the test, you need to study hard. 为了要通过考试，你必须努力读书。
This is a very useful English phrase. To make something or do something, you need blank. Like to do well on your English test, you need to study a lot.
To make a pie, you need all the ingredients. I think that you can find a way to practice this phrase. But let's talk more about making tortillas now.
When you make a kind of dish, you have to follow the steps.We also say you followed the directions. Our e-report tells us what to do to make tortillas.
So you can follow these directions. First, you mix the flour and baking powder in a bowl. When you mix something, you put two things together so it just becomes one.
Right. The flour and the baking powder will mix together. Next, you add the butter to the flour and mix it with your hands.
So all those things, the flour, baking powder, and butter, will be one thing. And then you have to put some salt in warm water.
And you add the water into the flour a little at a time. So that means you won't put all the water in the bowl at one time.
Yes, you should go slowly. You want to mix the flour with the water slowly until you have soft dough. And you use dough to bake things.
And after you make the dough, you put it all in a bowl and cover it with a clean towel. Then you leave it for 20 minutes.
That's right. So, making tortillas sounds easy, right? Maybe you can try it at home. But before you do, let's take a short break. We'll be back very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back to our e-report. Today is all about Mexican food, my favorite kind of food. Friends, do you like to eat Mexican food?
We're learning about how to make your own tortillas. It's easy. You just have to follow the directions and have all the ingredients. Let's learn more in the last part of this show.
After the dough has rested, it's time to press it out. Break the dough into smaller balls. Put some flour on a board and then roll out the dough to make a thin, round circle. Try to make it as flat as possible. Then we cook the tortilla. Heat a pan over a fire. Once the pan is hot, put the flat tortilla into the pan. Cook the tortilla about 1 minute. When it starts to bubble, that is long enough. Turn the tortilla over and cook the other side for a few seconds. Now the tortillas are ready to eat.
That was so much fun and actually really easy.
That's right. Now you can make your favorite Mexican dishes at home.
So, Eddie, what's your favorite Mexican dish?
It's really tough to choose one. I love them all. Do I really have to?
I know exactly what you mean. Well, anyway, thank you so much for letting us come and visit your kitchen.
No problem. Come back anytime.
I will. The food here is so delicious. And maybe next time, you can teach us how to make salsa.
Sure, it would be my pleasure.
Well, friends, I hope that you have had fun learning all about Mexican food. This is Rebecca with eReport, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
At the end of part two, the eReport said that you should leave the dough in a bowl. You cover it with a towel and leave it for 20 minutes.
So the last part of eReport starts after the 20 minutes. That's why the first sentence says, after the dough has rested for 20 minutes.
And now that you've waited for 20 minutes, you can keep making tortillas. First, you make the dough into smaller balls.
After you have done that, you can put some flour on a board and roll out the dough. You want to make it thin in a circle.
Yeah, tortillas can't be too thick. They need to be thin. And then you heat a pan over a fire. You need the pan to get hot, and it needs to be hot to cook the dough.
When the pan is hot, you can put the tortilla on the pan. Cook it for about 1 minute, but not too long. If you cook it for too long, it will burn.
That's a good word to know. If something has been cooked for too long, it will burn.
So you should be careful after you put the tortilla in the pan. Watch it closely. When the tortilla starts to bubble, you can turn it over.
And then you can cook the other side. Both sides of the tortilla should be cooked well. And then what happens after both sides are cooked, Peter?
Oh, then you get to eat it! Yummy! After you've cooked all the tortillas, you can make delicious Mexican food.
Yeah, you can make quesadillas or a taco. Or you can make something called a burrito. That's another delicious dish.
Oh, yeah. Burritos are so good. You can put meat in them and vegetables, cheese. Oh, it's great. But you could put beans in a burrito, too.
That's true. Friends, what is your favorite kind of Mexican food?
Yeah. Do you know these dishes that we told you about? Have you had a taco or a quesadilla before?
I am getting really hungry talking about all this Mexican food. But right now, let's review the key words that we learned together.
Here's our first key word today. Cheese. Cheese. Do you want cheese on your sandwich?
Crisp. Crisp. I like to eat crisp apples.
Flour. Flour. You need flour to make cookies.
Mix. Mix. Mix the flour and the salt together.
Board. Board. Cut the bread on the board.
Circle. Circle. This plate is a circle. Okay, everyone, that's the end of our keyword review. Right now, we're going to go see what Super Sentence Man has to teach us.
I'll add a little of this and a little of this.
What are you doing, Aunt Bessie?
I'm making a special drink.
Do you drink that every day?
Oh, this isn't for me. It's for you.
Really? What's in it?
It has milk, chocolate, ice cream.
Yummy.
Many kinds of vegetables, tomatoes, and a hamburger.
Vegetables and a hamburger in my drink?
Yes. And it's going to be wonderful. There. Now the special drink is ready to drink.
Oh, no. Somebody help.
I am Super Sentence Man, and you just said today's super sentence.
I did?
You did. Now the something is ready to something else. Now the special drink is ready to drink. Melvin, you look like a capable young man. Can you use this super sentence in another way?
Okay, now the fish is ready to cook.
Now the fish is ready to cook.
I forgot about the fish.
Well, what about you, Aunt Bessie? Can you use this super sentence?
I sure can. The clothes are ready to wear.
The clothes are ready to wear. Brilliant. Remember, well, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
And someone else needs my help. Goodbye.
And now your special drink is ready to drink, Melvin.
Wait, Aunt Bessie. Don't make me drink that. It looks terrible.
You're right. Oh, I feel terrible, Melvin. Oh, I forgot
Good.
To add the chow tofu.
I better get out of here.
Super Sentence Man is the best. He's always there to help you when you have a question about English.
Yeah, you can really learn a lot from Super Sentence Man. And we hope you learned a lot about Mexican food from us today, too.
Yes, we do. It's always good to learn about different kinds of food in the world. You should be excited to try new things. Try different kinds of food when you can.
Great idea. I think everyone will be ready to go out and eat Mexican food after this show. But make sure you come back tomorrow for another great lesson. Make sure to join us here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.